97 days after Indiana's religious freedom bill was signed into law, the controversial measure known as RFRA took effect Wednesday. Pro-LGBT activist Rick Sutton says some of its negative impact was undone through a legislative fix back in April, but he vowed to return to the State House next session to urge lawmakers to finish the work of unraveling RFRA's damage by codifying civil rights protections for LGBT Hoosiers.
We must, for young folks who have a suicide rate that triples what it should be, we're here for old folks who want retirement benefits and probate benefits unthreatened. We're here for everyone in between.
Annette Gross is the state coordinator for Indiana's PFLAG chapters. That's Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. She says PFLAG and others will form a coalition that will sign up voters, aiming to elect legislators willing to support the LGBT community.
We will share our stories and share the humanity of our LGBT loved ones with our fellow Hoosiers.
Legislative leaders say they expect a debate on the issue next session. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.